T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story in WBBM, there's late development in the investigation of decades-old allegations of misconduct against Father Michael Flager, the longtime pastor of Chicago's Saints of Bayonne Catholic Church. Channel 5 News reports that the Department of Children and Family Services has told Father Flager that a report suspected child abuse or neglect related to him is unfounded. The Archdiocese removed him from active ministry almost 2 months ago when it reported allegations from two brothers dating back more than 40 years. Father Flager says the allegations are untrue. It's not clear when he might return to active ministry.
In less than 2 weeks, a massive COVID-19 vaccination site will be launched at the United Center and will have the capacity to vaccine about 6,000 people a day. Governor Pritzker says today's news represents genuine optimism in finally ending the pandemic.
I hope you're feeling what I'm feeling, and it's hope. Things are getting better. Someday, not too far from now, we'll be at the United Center, not for a life-saving shot, but for a game-winning shot.
Meantime, health officials say more than 102,000 vaccine doses were put in arms just yesterday statewide.
In Kane County, leaders say they're working to help seniors who are facing technological hurdles and making arrangements for COVID-19 vaccinations. WBBM's Tim Goodis live on the newsline with what they're doing.
Keith Michael Isaacson, Kane County's Assistant Director of Community Health, says many of the services to help seniors arrange for vaccinations are online.
Because of that, we know that there are a lot of people in our community, especially in the senior community, who may not have access to a computer. They may not be comfortable using that type of technology.
So Kane County has gathered a group of organizations which have volunteered to assist seniors who need help arranging for vaccinations online. Seniors can get information about those organizations by calling 211, which is Kane County's Human Services Hotline. Isaacson also recommends seniors contact their doctors or local pharmacies, which can arrange for vaccinations when supplies are available. Reporting live, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
And a Chicago father's love for skateboarding has turned into a mission to get kids active during the pandemic. Enrico Hufana was a big skateboarder himself in high school. He taught his son how to ride when he was 2. When other parents realized he was an instructor, an idea of an indoor skate park quickly took on a life of its own. Now, he and a few other friends offer lessons inside a 6,000-square-foot former auto parts shop in Jefferson Park. Hufana says getting kids away from their screens and on a skateboard and active keys to their mental and physical health.
They get to really express themselves in a creative way, and really get that mental exercise. And really, it's just what comes out of it is much more beyond the physical part of skateboarding.
Hufana says so far he has 60 kids ranging from 2 to 14 years old enrolled in the Little Ripper skateboarding program.
A South Suburban Village manager loses her cool during a heated debate via Zoom over the future of the former Calumet Country Club.
In audio obtained by WBBM, Homewood Economic and Community Development Director Angela Mazaros uses profanity to describe opponents of a plan to turn the old Calumet Country Club into a trucking hub. She also said that people at previous public meetings were lucky that she and another employee didn't own guns. The comments were made before a Zoom public hearing on the matter, and they were recorded by someone who logged into the meeting early. Village manager Jim Marino says it's a contentious issue and that frustrations boiled over.
The issue at hand has been very challenging for the community, and we understand that. It's been also very challenging for our village staff. So I think her stress and frustration boiled over into comments that she should not have said.
Marino says the staffers on the call told him they are sorry for what they said and that they knew the comments were inappropriate. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot has reportedly asked the police department to start making preparations for large-scale summer events. The Sun-Times reports the move is apparently in response to the number of coronavirus cases dropping and vaccination rates going up. A police department spokesman says if the city opens up, the department will be prepared.
A historian wants women who attended North Central College in Naperville to show up tomorrow afternoon to capture photo history one last time. The former Crailer Memorial Residence Hall, which opened in 1948, has been sold and has a date with a wrecking ball. Jane Schultz Angel is Director of Learning Experiences and Historical Resources at Naperville Settlement.
What we're able to gather out of this photo opportunity, out of making these connections with these people that have this connection with Naperville's history, is we're able to gather those stories, collect those memories so that they are preserved for many years to come.
Angel says the photos and stories will be shared with the Naperville History Museum.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.